Nations go through cycles just as individuals do. There are times of war and times of peace. There are periods of gain and periods of loss. There are days of joy and days of tears. All countries go through hard times. And some of those hardships have a divine purpose. And the aim of God in those hardships is to make people better. Isaiah 48 verse 10 says, "Behold, I have refined you, but not with silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction." This is a strong figure. To separate precious metals like silver and gold from worthless rocks, people in ancient times applied intense heat. The high temperatures brought the gold or silver out of the rocks. This is what trials do with us when we humble ourselves before God in the face of tribulation. Now, of course, if we harden our hearts, we'll become worse. But if we acknowledge God, those trials will bring out the best in us. The pain of calamity will bring the good elements to the surface, and the choice is ours. It depends on how we react. The heat that softens wax hardens clay, and this is true of nations and individuals. Several times in the Old Testament, God compared the trials of His people to a furnace of fire. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20, Moses said to Israel, "The Lord has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt." Later in 1 Kings 8, verse 51, Solomon said that God had brought the Hebrews out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron. And still later, Jeremiah said that God took Israel out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace. By the time that Isaiah and later Jeremiah used this image, the people of God had been through many hard times. They had suffered many wars with much bloodshed and destruction and sorrow. They had experienced food shortages, natural disasters, and political upheavals. They had been brought to their knees on different occasions, but did they learn? Did they humble themselves? It's one thing for people to be brought to their knees, but they have a choice to pray when they're down on their knees. And the sad truth is that many of these Jews never learned. In Amos 4, verses 6 through 13, the shepherd prophet said that the nation of Israel had suffered drought, disease, war, and other calamities, but they still refused to turn to God in repentance. Later in Jeremiah's day, even after the Jews had watched the Chaldeans invade their land and slaughter many of their fellow countrymen, the Jews that remained wouldn't listen to Jeremiah still, and they turned back to their idols. Jeremiah chapters 41 through 44. Yes, Israel in Isaiah's day had gone through this fire, and they would pass through it again as well. God was not out to destroy these people. He wanted to refine them. The Bible says this furnace of affliction is for refinement. He wanted to make them more spiritual, to increase their faith and love. It takes a lot of pain and heartache to get us to listen to God. It takes tragedy to humble us. It takes long, heavy burdens to cause us to repent and grow like we should. Prosperity can spoil us. When we have earthly pleasures and comforts and entertainment, when we have plenty of good times and plenty of food, we tend to forget God. This happens to nations like it happens to individuals. But when pain and sorrow arise in our hearts and in our lives, we tend to wake up. Now, isn't this true of America? We've been through many hard times as a people. This nation began with a fierce war. After we grew and became prosperous, we turned on each other in our own land and lost almost 500,000 lives. Over 50 years later, we entered another war, the First World War, which was so catastrophic that some thought that it signaled the end of time. After we recovered from that war, we entered the Roaring Twenties, only to pass right into the Great Depression. Within a decade, we entered another global conflict in the Second World War and lost thousands of lives as our country prayed to God in fear that evil dictators would conquer the world. When we won that war, we soon entered into lesser conflicts like the Korean War and Vietnam. And during that time, perhaps the worst battle of all was being felt in homes and schools and streets throughout America, the rebellion of the 1960s, when young people turned to drugs and sex and openly despised authority of any kind. And we've never gotten over that war to this day. Then came the Cold War, the Gulf War, and further departures from God in the 80s and 90s. And then, on September the 11th, 2001, the worst foreign attack on American soil in over 200 years occurred when terrorists killed almost 3,000 people in attacks. More recently, we've had mindless shootings with downright mean people taking guns and shooting innocent people. We've had hurricanes and other disasters. Yes, we've been through the fiery furnace of affliction more than once. Will we do like the majority of God's people in Isaiah's day? Will we harden our hearts? Or will we humble ourselves before Him in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of the furnace of affliction? The choice is ours. The decision is yours. And that's America through the eyes of Isaiah.